The raindrops are getting heavier. Each strike takes on a life of its own. It seems to his overwrought mind that they are surrounding him, holding him there in the circle with the bloody red symbols and the mound of fresh-turned earth. He closes his eyes, takes deep breaths. It's just the rain. Just the rain. Just the... His eyes fly open. A drop of rain so large he can follow its trajectory from the sky. It splashes at his feet. It glows with a fierce grey light and swells and grows, and then she is there, an image straight from the pages of his books at home, cloaked and gowned in grey, beautiful, glowing, no, blazing, with fierce pale fire. And cold fear runs down his back, pools in a sick knot in his stomach. He forces himself to turn away, to begin to run. More huge drops strike the earth, one for almost every tree in the circle, and each blossoms into a cloaked grey figure as terrible as the first, male and female both, surrounding him, laughing. The earth exhales a fine soft mist. The camera falls unheeded from his hand. It strikes the damp earth without a sound. Words form like numbing whispers in his head. Who dares? Who dares? Who dares? The desire to know is plucked from his mind, and suddenly he sees it all replayed like a film in the haze. The yellow blaze that lit the harsh faces of the witches, the chanting, the stately dance they wove through the trees, the shadows that moved in the blackness around them, the bound and bleeding child with shattered eyes, the initiate, with her pale and resolute face kneeling before the dark priestess, her hand reaching out to make her choice, the flashing knives, the blood painted on their faces and on the trees, the chittering, swirling shades that licked the scarlet drops from their gory feet, the chanting that rose to a crescendo as the initiate sank into the ground and then rose again, cloaked in grey, her mortal remains buried in the earth below, the final keening scream as the dying child was tossed onto the fire, and then the choking, acrid smell of burning flesh and bone. Sickened, he gags on bitter, coffee-flavoured bile. His legs want to fail, to let him sink to the earth and into insensibility. But he is gripped by the vision before him, and now she says, "Choose."